Waiting times for surgery in public hospitals are increasing across the country, with some people suffering for years before they get relief. In emergency departments, the waits are also getting longer, with the figures worse than they were 4 years ago. But the Public Health Association says despite this, Australia's public health system is still world class. Isabel Rowe has our report.
Tasmanian woman Helen Manser has been in pain for more than 2.5 years.
Terrible. It's been terrible. Just taking daily antibiotics. Like, the pain and discomfort has been unbearable sometimes, but you don't have a choice. You've just got to wait.
Yesterday, she got a life-changing phone call telling her that she'd finally reached the top of the waiting list for surgery. And today in Melbourne, Helen Manser will have the operation she needs.
It's urology surgery that couldn't be performed in Tasmania, but it took them 2 years to decide it couldn't be performed in Tasmania. So then it was referred to the urology at the Austin Hospital, and then it was postponed a couple of times here on this end until now.
It's not the 60-year-old's first experience with the Tasmanian elective surgery waiting list, and it's also not the longest she's waited.
I was about 5 years waiting for the knee replacement. Had an ankle fusion a few years before that, which I waited a long time for. I've had lots of surgeries. I'm a bit of a wreck, to be honest.
Data released today from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare shows Tasmania has the longest elective surgery waiting times in the country, an average of 57 days. The head of the Institute's Health Systems Group, Dr. Adrian Webster, says across the country, elective surgery waiting lists are growing.
Essentially, we're seeing more people added to waiting lists every year than are coming off and receiving surgery. We're seeing a growth rate per year of about 2.5% in the number of people being added. It's been around 2.1% for those actually receiving surgery, being admitted to hospital for surgery. So what this unsurprisingly does is translate through to an increase in the average waiting times, the median waiting times.
Some states are performing better than others. The Institute's data shows in New South Wales, 97% of patients are being admitted for their surgery in the time frame recommended for their condition. The Public Health Association of Australia warns the data can be misinterpreted because each state calculates its own performance slightly differently. And Chief Executive Terry Slevin says there are several factors weighing on the system.
I mean, there's a couple of things. We all know about the fall in private health insurance, and that's going to have some impact on the public system. We know the population is growing, and we know the population is ageing, and so we're seeing an increase in burden of chronic disease, and those chronic diseases will certainly be contributing to that demand on the public hospital system.
The data paints a similar picture in the country's emergency departments. 71% of people are being seen within the appropriate time. That's down from 74% 4 years ago. The situation is most dire in the ACT, where more than half the people who present to emergency are forced to wait too long. Terry Slevin believes in preventative healthcare to reduce the burden on public hospitals. He's concerned about a recent decision in New South Wales to remove lockout laws for pubs and clubs, saying that will place further strain on emergency departments in that state.
We'll revert to a higher level of consumption late at night, where we know that accidents, injuries and violence will be exacerbated if and when those laws are reverted. That will put increased demand on the public system.
But he maintains despite the increasing waiting times, Australia's public health system still ranks above many others around the world.
Australia has one of the best longevity data, life expectancy data around the world. We're in the top five for most of those categories. And in terms of our healthcare system, it is absolutely one of the best in the world.
That's the Chief Executive of the Public Health Association, Terry Slevin. Isabel Rowe reporting.